Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? This is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen Van De Zijden, a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified life coach. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and I called it Embracing Your Essence because I wanted to talk about, basically on this show, different ways where you can really take care of yourself, love yourself, make sure you're understanding who you are as a human in your body here and as a spiritual being here in the physical. So that's the name of the show, and that's what we do every week. And so if you haven't watched before, what we'll be doing first is I usually talk about a topic for a little bit, usually around a half hour, give or take, and then take some callers. And I did make sure today's topic isn't going to take too long, so I should be able to take some callers, maybe a little more than I did last week. Hi, Samantha. Thank you for watching. And so I do want to, before we get going on our topic of the day, just want to remind you to go to Facebook and follow Lilydale. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated is the official page, and LilydaleAssembly.org is their website, and you can go there and sign up for the mailing list, see what's coming. We don't have everything up for this season yet coming up, but things are shaping up, and they'll all be out soon. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for watching. And so you can go there and find information. You can go to my page, psychicmediumcolleen.com is the quick link, which will take you to whatever is happening in my life related to Lilydale, usually. And if you want to be brave and you can spell out my whole name, you can go for that as well, colleenvanderzijden.com. So Lilydale, even though it is the winter season, we do have things happening. The church services are still going on. On season, on the grounds and off the grounds with Fellowships of the Spirit is in Sunday evenings. We've got the Church of the Living Spirit is 10:30 Sunday mornings. And then the Lilydale Spiritualist Church is 11 o'clock, I believe. Double check that if you want to go. 11 o'clock on Sunday. And I know there are other churches too, because I know Patricia Price has one. I'm not really sure when her services are. I think they're once a month. So I'm not really sure. Hi, Teresa. Hi, Melissa. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in today. Now, we, on the off season over here, I went over to Lilydale the other day, and you know, we had a big storm here in Western New York, as you know, most of the East Coast had. So I go over there and check it out. Over the snow, I'm telling you, was up to my hips trying to get to my front door so I could shovel myself out to get into my house. So it was a little bit crazy over there. It was very pretty though. So if you've never been to Lilydale in the winter and you like snow, you like how it looks, you might want to go just to drive around a little bit, do a little bit of walking, take some pictures, because it really is impressive with the snow there. And it's so beautiful and so very peaceful there. Let's see. So what else do I need to tell you? I think that's all. So as I said, I'm a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified life coach. As a life coach, that is my passion, to help people take action steps, help them recognize the different ways they can create the life they want to have. That is what I love to do. I also love mediumship, of course, as a medium. And those two go together so very well, because sometimes when we're talking to spirit, the spirit will come in and they want to talk about the person sitting in front of me, you know, the physical person right here. And of course, wouldn't you want to do that if you were dead as well? So we come in and they talk about the people in front. And sometimes people can have surprises in readings. You know, they can hear messages from the other side affirming that they are good people, that they're doing the best they can. So the life coaching and the mediumship tends to go together very well. And I do enjoy that as well as teaching. Now, I will be teaching a few workshops this year for Lilydale. I'll be doing a healing immersion weekend, the weekend of May 31st, June 1st, June 2nd. And I'll be doing a healing basics class on Friday night. And then, techniques to amplify healing energy on Saturday. It's like 33 different techniques that you can use to make your healing energy stronger. You can use them on yourself or on other people. And then on Sunday morning, or I think it's morning, I'm not quite sure how they're doing the weekends on a Sunday, but it'll be a shorter class on Sunday, and we'll be talking about sound and color healing. And you don't have to have any previous experience in sound or music or any of those things to participate. We usually have a great time. Now, I'm also going to be teaching sometime this summer. I'll be doing a distant healing class, and I'll be giving people different techniques to do distant healing. And then I will be teaching Awakening 101. I taught that last year, and I'll be doing it again. It's a class to help people who are waking up to their spirituality, waking up to maybe metaphysics and psychic work, mediumship work, healing work. And I went over last year, I went through all these great just fun times. We had a fun time. We worked with crystals. I passed out some information on that. We did a little bit of dowsing. We did so many things. It was so much fun. Hi, Julie. Hi, Hope. How's it going? So today, let's just get right to the topic so that I can take callers. So the number is at the top of my Facebook feed. And if it's not there by some chance, because you just never know with me, it is 818-739-8818. So today's topic is about the light within. And I started thinking about this because I've run into a couple of people lately who don't seem to be enjoying their lives. And they seem to, they're very much beaten down by everything that's happening around them. And they don't recognize that they have this light within themselves that they can access, that they can make stronger to help them recognize that they are more than just the physical body experiencing crappy stuff in their lives. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for watching. We are, every single one of us, we all have this divine spark, I want to call it. This divine spark is the connection to that greater power, the God energy, the universal energy, whatever you want to call that energy. I like to call it the God energy because I did grow up in a traditional Christian religion, and so I have an affinity for the God energy, but I know everybody has their own terminology for God. So no one ever get offended if I use the word God or universe and or anything like that. So we are all a part of the divine. We are that energy, that God, universal energy. This light is within us, and it is so strong within us, and it is directly connected to God. Hi, Alicia. And when I think about this light, I like to visualize it myself. I like to just imagine that there is this light within me somewhere. We all have our own way of accessing this, and I'm going to go over some ways to think about it, to work with it, to connect with it. We're going to talk about energy a little bit tonight, because really that's what we're going to do is we want to shift our energy to become more aware of that divine light we do have within. When I envision this, I always think of a light that's near my heart center, because I believe that the God energy is the love energy. So I put it there for me. You do what you want to do. I envision it too as this ball of light, but it's not, you know, like something that's definitive. It's more of a luminescent kind of thing, and it just kind of glows. And it doesn't have to be big or anything like this. But when I want to connect with that light, I do also see it spreading out from within my heart and spreading throughout my whole energy field and through my body. Now, when we are connected to this light, which we are all the time, but we're not always consciously aware of it, this light helps us be our true selves. It helps us be in the power of who we truly are as a spiritual being. It helps us become stronger. That light is what helps us handle our problems. Okay, so we don't have to be alone in our problems. We have this greater power that is available to us at all times. Now, you know, when you're living your life and everything's going great and you're in the flow, it just seems like everything's going well. You feel in the zone. We call it in the zone. When I'm practicing my violin, sometimes I can get in the zone where it's almost a meditative state. I'm not paying attention to my surroundings at all. I'm just so focused on what I'm doing. Being in a zone like that, when you're in that kind of zone and you're feeling like yourself and you're in the flow, you notice you have a lot more confidence. You have a lot more power to handle whatever comes your way. You have the strength to figure out what to do to negotiate if there's a problem happening. Excuse me. You're happier. You have hope. You recognize that you can handle whatever's happening and things aren't as overwhelming. You may find, too, when you're connected to that light, that you have a lot more compassion and a lot more empathy. And, of course, we always have these things. These things are a part of us. They don't go away. You know, they're always there. It's just sometimes life kind of gets in our way. When we feel these things, this love, compassion, empathy, that divine light is actually guiding us. It is actually taking us to our power, connecting us to the God source. When we're operating in that light, with that light as a foundational energetic part of our being, we get a glimpse of what is possible, who we truly are, and what can be done here in the physical. This is an unlimited energy and an unlimited light that is within our lives. It is totally unlimited. But life tends to get in our way, doesn't it? We all have little life problems, big ones, little ones. These things come in and they create emotions. And sometimes those emotions go to the negative. And we start to get feeling weighed down. We start to get stressed out. We start to become so focused on the external, what's happening around us, that we forget the light that we have within. We forget that we can handle this. And with these life problems, sometimes we feel alone and we feel helpless and we might feel frustrated, irritated. We might move into not knowing who we are anymore. We start to think, you know, what am I doing? Why am I even here? What should I do? How? And we start to doubt ourselves. We lose that confidence and we don't know where we're going. Let me try that again. We don't know where we're going. We don't know how we're going to get wherever we're going. And it seems like it's one problem after another, one after another. And our energy will start to feel off. And we might start to feel like we can't get anything accomplished, or we might feel stupid or whatever it is. And what's happening is we're forgetting who we truly are. We're forgetting that light. We're forgetting our connection to the divine energy. We're so focused on the exterior, we've forgotten to go within. Now, I'm noticing lately in my own life, and, you know, I pretty much will share anything with you. It's just the way I do it. I've been going through a lot of things lately, and I'm noticing sometimes I just feel off. For no reason. I don't know how you guys handled this new moon thing, this full moon that came through and the blood moon and stuff, but I've been hearing different reports, shall we say. Some people thought it was just the greatest thing ever, and other people just felt really out of balance. And if you have something going on in your life right now in the physical, those external things, and something astrological comes along or something else, I think it can really affect us in different ways. And if you're a sensitive person, and you probably are if you're watching this, if you're a sensitive person, you'll also start to feel things a little bit deeper. So these things that have been happening for me, I've been having a little bit of, I call them energy realignments. And it's like, I had a day a few weeks ago, I had no idea what I was doing. It actually got to the point where I thought, you know what, I think I should just quit everything I'm doing. And I know some of you are going to go, oh my God, I can't believe you're saying that. But this is what I was going through, and I'm going to share it because I know if I'm going through it, other people are going through it too. And I want to give you some hope, actually, is what's happening, because I'm finding that as time goes on, all of a sudden things will shift again, and I feel like I'm at a higher vibration. So I'm going through these things called energy realignments. Now, hold on 2 seconds. I want to read what people have written. Totally relate to this. Everything feels out of sorts. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Kim just said, her 3-year-old grandson just asked if I was an angel. He's the one that made me buy him a cluster of crystals. Well, I just love your grandson, let me tell you, because that was awesome. I just love that. Thank you. I'm so happy you actually shared that, because that makes me feel happy. I don't know. See, you know, isn't it interesting? I tell you, synchronicity, when I come up with my topics for my shows, I'm always amazed. People are like, oh, my God, I'm going through the same thing. And it's been something, hasn't it been something? And I'm finding sometimes when things happen, things bother me more than they should. Okay. And I start to get a little bit, I'm just getting off. Now, I am not a winter person on top of it. I am a sun person, a summer person. I have a bit, my body has a bit, I'm not owning this, of seasonal affective disorder. If I don't have enough sun and enough light, I can start to head down the depressed path. And I know this. So I have one of those sun boxes and I hadn't been using it. I took it out. It was sitting there, but I hadn't been using it. And so I went for my annual exam with a doctor, and he says, are you using your box? I said, well, he says, I'm ordering you to use it. So I did use it finally, thank God. And I have to tell you, immediately, I used it for about a half hour one day, an hour the next day. I felt better that day, and I slept better that night. So if any of you, there's a little ad here for sunboxes, if any of you experience this kind of seasonal affective disorder, I'm not a doctor, can't I diagnose nor prescribe all that stuff, but I do want to tell you that it has helped me. And so you buy a sunbox that's in has 10,000 lux, and then you only have to sit under it for like 20 minutes or so. And you have to put it up a little bit up here so you can actually, it goes into your eyes, okay? So if you need one, you can find it online. But you want to make sure you get a 10,000 lux one, because they have some that are, you know, like 5,000 or something. You have some that are there for hours to get the effect. You have 10,000, it's going to be faster. It didn't cost me that much, and I bought it years ago, so I know it's cheaper now. I just know it. But anyway, that I digressed from my point. I'm sure somebody out there is probably wanting to know that. So winter, though, is a natural time for us to go within. And this is the time where we automatically just kind of go back into ourselves and focus within. Everything we need is within. Everything that's going to help us shift is within. When I'm going through my energy realignments and I'm feeling a little bit off, when I remember that I have the light and I work to shift it, to reconnect to it, I feel so much better, so much better. And if I can't seem to get it moving, because, you know, sometimes we can't change our energy. Sometimes it's got to do what it's got to do. And I notice I can go through it faster now, 1 or 2 days at most. And if I can't seem to change it myself because I'm in such a place I just can't do it, then I just know it's going to be over soon, Barry. I know it's a normal part of my growth. And I truly believe that whenever I go through something like that, a day or two of just feeling off, that my energy is shifting. It is moving to a higher vibration. And so I want to encourage you to remember that, you know, be reassured if you're experiencing it, because it will help you. It's a normal part of your energy realignment. Sometimes we have to release things. Sometimes we have to go through the crap to get to the other side. Now, what I do want to talk about before I get totally into how to reconnect to this light is to talk about energy for a minute. I'm assuming most of you understand that there is an energy within our body, that there is an energy around us, that the world is made up of energy. Everything has an energetic pattern, an energetic vibration here. Things can affect our energy. We can get sick. Somebody can say something to us and that makes us upset. So that'll affect our energy. You know, what you eat affects your energy. All sorts of things can affect your energy. And right now, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going to do it again, the consciousness shifts that we are all experiencing. So if you are feeling off, it's not that there's something wrong with you. It's that everything is shifting. Everything has to fall apart in order to be rebuilt and reborn. And I know this is difficult to understand if you're not normally in this realm of energy work and everything. So just keep your mind open to these concepts. When I first heard about the consciousness shift quite a few years ago, and they said it was coming, I don't know who they are, but they said it was coming, and I'm going, yeah, whatever, whatever. I can tell you what's happening. Because I'm watching so many people who are waking up, who are starting to see the glorious energy that they have, starting to recognize that they're able to connect with people on the other side, starting to recognize that they can adjust energy and do healing work. People are becoming aware of the natural ways to heal themselves. And people who normally would have thought this was all foo-foo and we're all crazy and stuff, they're getting on board now and they're recognizing we're not crazy. We're just trying to live our lives authentically on a spiritual and natural level in alignment with the greater energy that is out there. So things are affecting us. You'll notice, speaking of problems, that the problems seem to come faster. You might have one and then another. Before you know it, you're just inundated with stuff. You'll also notice they resolve faster. And for those of you interested in manifestation, you will find that your manifestation is now faster, quicker, almost immediate. I've started calling it instant karma. And I'll give you an example of instant karma. As you know, I play the violin in the professional orchestra. And every now and then, somebody will make a mistake. You know, of course, you know, don't we all? And if I'm in a weird mood and I hear somebody else make a mistake and I think to myself, oh my God, I can't believe she just made that mistake. That was so easy. I will make a mistake immediately after I thought about somebody else. Instant karma. So I'm trying really hard not to think badly about anyone or anything, because every time I think badly about something, something happens. I mean, instant karma. I should do a whole show on that someday. Yes. Alicia's saying this hits home so hard. Yeah, it's amazing. Awakening, recognizing ourselves, the power we have, and all that can be very disconcerting. It's because everything is happening at once, it can be a little bit overwhelming, and you start to feel like you're going crazy. Have you started to feel like you're going crazy and thinking, is this real? Is this, you know, you just don't know. You might also find that your interactions with people are different. And it's an energetic thing. And the reason I'm talking about it is because of the energy, and I want to get back to that strength of light. But the energetic connections you're having with other people are different now. You'll notice you can't put up with people's crap anymore. You just don't want to. You just kind of go, nope. And if people are illogical, irrational, they say things that don't make sense, you don't want to put up with that either. You just think, oh, you know, what is wrong with you? Which don't do that because, like I said, instant karma. So you have to be really aware of your thoughts, because when you're aware of your thoughts, you're going to help adjust your energy faster. You've got to be conscious. Do not fall into the habitual thinking, habitual speaking. I know we all do it. But if you just take that into consideration, you'll start to notice when you say or do something without thinking. You'll start to notice it. Don't beat yourself up. Just notice it and then just make a different choice next time. Our problems are a way for us to strengthen our energy. This is my whole thing that I say to people. Well, I don't know. I say a lot of things all the time. Our problems are here to help us. They're here to help us learn and grow. They can be the dark. It's the dark before we can find that light within. We have to. You know, you've heard these stories of people who something horrible happens to them. I mean, just horrible. And then it's like they wake up and they realize life is not what they thought it was at all. Everything they believed to be true is no longer true for them anymore. It's like people have a near-death experience. They go to the other side and they come back and they recognize our petty problems are that, petty problems. And when we get worked up, stupid little things, that's we're forgetting the bigger picture here. Let's see, could the feelings that are coming up in us be the karma that the other person is creating? Oh, interesting question. Okay, eliminate negative but spread love and kindness to others will build our light. Right. Yes, everybody read Deborah's post because I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. Thank you, Deborah. Could the feelings that are coming up be the karma that the other person is creating? Very interesting. Now, that's going to take me off track just a tad, but I'm going there. Because my impression right now is everyone around us, every person around us is helping us learn and grow, helping us become ourselves, our higher best selves. Some of it is karma. Some of it is agreements we may have made before we came into this physical life. So that does connect. It's not their karma as much as helping you learn what you need to learn. So if other people are jerks, and we all know somebody, at least one, we want to make sure we recognize our own parts in our situation. We want to recognize what we need to be learning. Everyone in our lives is a teacher. Everyone is a mirror back, a reflection back. Whether it's to affirm we've learned something and we're doing well, and it can be that, because if you have to establish boundaries or speak up or something, that's a good thing. So that's positive. Or it could be something you need to work on. Or it could be something where they say, hey, you've learned this. Look at how you're not reacting to this anymore. Congratulations, you've learned it. So it is a bit of a karmic kind of situation at times. So that does happen, yes. So now when we are connected to our light, our energy is clearer. It's more pure. Everything is inside us. In that light. Once we recognize our role and how we can use it as a teaching and learning experience, we will be happier. That is Leanne was saying that. Yes. So once we recognize our role, just because somebody's being a jerk to us doesn't mean we have to stay in that energy. We don't have to, you know, and we can just learn from it, positive, negative, whatever it is we need to learn. And then you do become happier because you don't take on other people's energies. You're not taking on responsibility for how somebody else is feeling. You're not taking the responsibility for how someone else is trying to make you feel. Okay, so it's back to self-responsibility and everything. Isn't it amazing? I tell you, it's amazing to be alive right now and to be learning all these things. I don't know, I get excited. So with this light inside ourselves, how can we find it? How can we connect to it? How can we strengthen it? When we're depressed or upset, it can be really hard to find that light. But if we can start to shift our energy we can reclaim the light. So we have to be aware that we do have responsibility and that we can shift it. It is possible. Now, as a healer, I'm a healer, you know, a medium, a life coach, a teacher, all of those things. I do understand the value as well of also asking other people for help. If you need it, you know, you don't have to have it. But sometimes, don't we get to that point sometimes where we think, man, I could use some help here. I could use some guidance. I could use somebody to give me a suggestion of how to handle this problem or what to do. And so that's okay to do. I will never tell you that you have to solve everything yourself, because I will go to a counselor if I need guidance from somebody else or an objective outsider. So I recommend, if you feel like you need a teacher, a coach, a guide, whatever it is, it's okay to do that. I'm giving you permission, like you don't need it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Okay, I'm going to see what else. Becca says, I just had a reading last week and my spirit guides warned me to stay in my dharma and protect my energy because I'm so compassionate and tend to take on other people's energy. Oh, yes. Sensitive people, we will take on other people's energies. You'll know some of them, the sensitive people, because they will always apologize for somebody else's problem or anything happens. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So that's a symptom of a sensitive person. We do have to make sure we stay within ourselves and not get caught up in other people's energies. Sometimes the energy from another person will just hit you and you don't even know what's happening. You'll just feel bad and you don't know why. Consciously, in the morning, set your intention to keep your energy to yourself, basically. You know, I used to say, and I've said this before, but if you're new, I'll say it again. I used to say, I send my energy out and I set only those who can best benefit from my love, wisdom, energy, and healing come to me. Everyone else, stay away. And that way I was able to kind of pay attention to my energy, and I set my intention for who I wanted to interact with. So that way, if somebody did come into my energy that was a little bit off or weren't very friendly or whatever, I was strong in my power and I was okay with it. Being an empath, I can relate. It is a hard task. It really, it can be a challenge at times. You know, being a sensitive, an empath, a medium, a healer, we always want to fix other people and help other people. So because of that, we tend to be very open. And so our energy can get very open. And I'm the last person to tell you to shut your energy down, but be aware of your energy, okay? I don't want you to go within, because you know how people protect themselves and then they don't feel anything. We don't want to do that either. So just be aware of your energy. If somebody gives you a hard time and you can't be in their energy, then set your boundary ahead of time that you're going to be strong in your energy, and that will help. The feeling of, this is from Leanne. Oh my gosh, the feeling of unknown energy is real. I have learned to take a deep breath and repeat, return to sender. Or you could also say, send it out to the light and let it be dissolved too. Years ago, when I first started my path, people would say to set up like a mirror and have it go back. And somebody said in one of my classes once, well, we don't think we should do that. And it was a class I was teaching, or taking, not teaching. We don't want to do that because then we're just sending more negativity back. And I thought, oh, that's an interesting point. So we just send it out and let it go back into the light wherever it needs to be. So if you want to claim your energy, claim your light, you have it within. But if you do need assistance from other people, there is no harm in asking to do that and get it. It is a little bit of a cycle, because we clear our energy and we get more light, and then we connect to the light, and then that keeps our energy clear. So it's kind of interesting, isn't it? So we clear the energy, we get more light, the light helps us, and then we just keep going. It's a challenge to balance the dance of giving and receiving. Serafina is saying that. Yes, it is. It is. It is definitely. My answer to everything is always to be aware of who you are inside. If you're very much aware of what is acceptable to you, what's not acceptable to you, it makes it a little easier with that dance there of the balancing. For the longest time, I had no sense of boundaries, none whatsoever. I just, and it wasn't that I was crossing people's boundaries. I didn't know what boundaries I had. You know, what was acceptable to me and what wasn't acceptable to me. I have a high tolerance level, so I'll put up with things for a lot longer than I should. And I know this, so I try to be clearer. You know how when people talked years ago about setting intentions? So say you're trying to call in a mate, you know, you want to get a partner, to make a list of what you're really looking for. It's very similar to how you want to create around yourself. Be specific of what you want. Serafina just said she saw a light come out of me when I said light. I thought I saw something too. Wasn't that weird? I love it. I tell you, it's amazing. You guys get to watch me get excited talking to you. Isn't it fun to watch me get excited? I think so. So with this energy stuff, keep it clear. Now, the first thing is to do what someone just said, which was to just take a little step. Be still and breathe. Breathe. We've got to breathe. Within the breath is the connection to the God energy. Within the breath is the connection to the light. The light is so very strong. And if we believe it's there, we can get it. It's amazing. When we have the problems, we focus on what's wrong. Okay, so we have to step back. So what you want to do, stop, breathe, and focus on something positive. I know that sounds so simple, so undoable when you're in a big problem. So that's why you got to kind of plan ahead. So you focus on something that is simple. I can still laugh when I am in the depths of some kind of problem if something happens. And it can be something really silly. Focus on something. Now, I'm going to give you some suggestions of how you can shift your energy. Now, I'm going to just go through this very quickly-ish. I'm not too far past my original plan. I will give you the number out. I do have quite a few people on hold, I do see. But the number is 818-739-8818, and this is Lilydale Radio. And I'm so happy you're here. Thank you, Kim. I'm happy to see that you think I'm glowing. How fun. Maybe because I'm just getting really passionate about what I'm talking about. So the first thing, of course, is always breathing. Now, when I do this, when I'm starting to go down, okay, I start to really focus on that light. I feel this light within me. I focus on it in my body, shut my eyes, and I feel my energy in my body. It is so cool to do. If you've never done this, try this at night before you're falling asleep. If you lie there in bed and you shut your eyes and you just breathe with the intention of feeling your energy, you'll start to feel your energy. You'll start to feel tingling. You'll start to feel heat. It's really a cool feeling. So I try that. It takes my mind off my problems. And if you focus on the breath, and then what you can do is with your breath, you breathe in the energy and then you breathe it out and you expand your energy out. And you'll start to feel high. I mean it, high. You don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol. You can just breathe and you're going to feel high. It's awesome. So that's a great thing to do. When I visualize this light, what you can do, you can go right here, visualize it in your heart, wherever you want it to be. But if you feel like you need more, ask for more. Say, I need more light. Bring me more light. And I have it come like this. Oh, my goodness. I have it come like that. That was interesting. Did you see that too? So I have it come from, oh, cool. Maybe it's just the reflection of my light. Whatever. It's pretty cool to watch. Have it come in through my head and then come right down into my heart. And visualize it coming in and then spreading out and feeling it go. Sometimes I'll do these hand motions with it because the hand motions kind of give you that feel of, yes, it's working. You know, you kind of can do it. You also might try this in front of a mirror. Watch your energy in front of a mirror. And you can play with it with your hands up here, and you might be able to see it. Like if you look, I don't know if you can see it like now through the camera. I don't know if you could or not. But if you look here, you might, I don't know, be able to see my aura because I can see it in the camera. So I don't know if you can see it. So I'm just going to bring it up and see if I can make it a little stronger. See, I'm totally, wow, that was kind of cool. So anyway, I'm just like watching my own aura here. Too bad I can't see you guys' auras. Wouldn't that be so cool, like through here? And I could say, hey, you've got some green in there and you're real good. You could be a healer, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, there you go. You can feel the light. You can see the light. Something else. I'm totally digressing now, even though it's related to light. Something else you can try at night if you've never done this before, so much fun, is you look up at the ceiling and you put your fingers like this above you and you go like this and pull your fingers apart. You'll be able to see the light go between your fingers. You might think to yourself, am I seeing something? You know, but just keep looking at it. Just go back and forth and pull your finger apart and look in between and you'll start to watch the stream of light go between your fingers. So that's something fun to play with. I'll get back on my track. Something else you can do is music. I have this song that I found on the Sirius XM or whatever, and it's called Joy, and it is by King and Country. And I just love this song. So I'm doing another advertisement, apparently. So when I start to get a little bit down, I blast that song and I sing it as loud as possible. Music is a great way to strengthen that light within. Great way. You can play favorite songs. You can tone. You can do other sounds. You can do mantras. Breathe in a word. Breathe out a word. You can breathe in peace and breathe out limited thoughts. Whatever it is. You can set affirmations to redirect your focus. Now, I like to say them out loud because the sound vibration does carry a bigger energy than just the vibration in our head. Though it still works in your head. But I like it louder. I want to be loud and positive as much as possible. There's another song just popped into my head that I heard too. It's by J-Lo, and it's called Limitless. And I just love that song too because that's what I'm trying to help people become is unlimited. And she called her song Limitless. So that's a great one too. So there's all sorts of things to do. Now, here's a fun one. Meditate on the idea that you are God. You are God anyway, but meditate on it. Shut your eyes, feel that light coming in, and let that light expand out. And think about, just meditate on, I am God, I am God. And start to see how you feel. Start to see what happens. You might start to notice some things. The energy will shift. You may see the light. That sounds funny. You may see the light. Julie, I love the song One. I don't know if I know that, but I'm going to look it up. Song. I'm writing it down so I don't forget. Because I love inspirational kind of songs. They don't have to be, you know, Christian stuff or anything like that. They can be. I don't care where they come from as long as I'm inspired by them. They could be, you know, heavy-duty rock. And that's fine, too, as long as I feel good with it. Now, something else to expand that light, to connect with that light, is making the blessings list, expressing gratitude, you know, finding the things that make you happy, finding the things that help. Let's see, Leanne's saying, I tried automatic writing today for the first time. The words came out as if it were a letter from God. Oh, such a great idea, too, doing a letter from God. I do that every now and then. So those are things you can try as well. You know, write a letter to God. See what comes out. So you can write, Dear God, thank you so much for this. I'm a little bit of a struggle with this and this. Do you have any suggestions for me? And then just see what comes out. See what happens. Now, I was having an issue this past weekend because we had a lot of snow and I couldn't find a snowplow and everything. And then apparently the snowplow on the road knocked my mailbox over. And so now I don't have a mailbox and I couldn't get it. And Alicia, who is probably still watching, was helping me out. And she gave me a couple names of snowplow people. So I've got somebody now for the next time it snows. My son went and found somebody for me. He's going to come back tomorrow and he's going to fix my mailbox. So I'm so grateful for the people who reached out to me, you know, to give me some suggestions and to help. You know, just knowing there are people out there makes me feel very grateful and very appreciative. And I recognize how important it is for us to express that we're grateful for that. Now, a perpetuous thing, a ladybug started flying around my room for several minutes ago, and it just landed next to me and crawled onto my finger. How cool is that? I'm taking that as a sign. So I am. So some other things you can do to shift your energy, funny videos. I love to watch little kids laughing. That is the best thing ever. I just love that. Creating something can shift your energy. Even cleaning the house can shift your energy because you're focused on something. So when you're feeling down and you don't know what to do, you know, you've got that darkness and you don't know where to go, just remember, you can get out of this. You can get help. From yourself and from other people if you want it. You don't know the light. You can't know the light without knowing the dark. Okay? You cannot know the light without knowing the dark. If we were happy all the time, we wouldn't know how awesome that is. We've got to experience the other side in order to experience the light there. If you're feeling helpless, lost, alone, all of those things, you only have to do one thing. To start to shift your energy to focus. Darkness is transformative. without that darkness, we don't get to move through things. It was that phrase, a phrase like, it's the darkest before the dawn or something. Out of the dark comes the purity of light. Within the dark is the light. Okay, think about that for a minute. Within the dark is the light. Okay, so going into the dark. You know, when we're connected to that light, we trust ourselves. We trust the universe. The divine light is experienced in our everyday, daily living. We don't have to have some profound experience where the light just goes and goes. All we have to do is experience the light in our daily lives. It's how we live our lives. And that light never leaves us. It's always there, and it's always working to help us further connect. You know, a situation, events can help us get there. You might hear something that all of a sudden helps you know the truth of your light. It's No One by Alicia Keys. The song is No One by Alicia Keys. I'm writing it down. Alicia Keys. I like her. She's got some great songs. So with this light, when we take care of ourselves, self-love, we're strengthening the connection. When we focus on the positive, our light does shine brighter. It really does. When we are intentionally breathe to connect to God, to the universal energy, to the light, to our inner being, to our inner light, so we let the universe know we're ready to receive more light, and then the universe will help us shift our energy so we're capable of receiving as much light as we can. And really, the light is a love, right? This light gives us, oh my God, an incredible strength. It's the strength of God, the universe. It's not our own limited perception, the limited perception of our strength. We take our strength, we connect it to your strength, to everyone's strength. And when we do that, we strengthen everyone around us as well. We amplify our own energy. We are never alone. It's not just our strength that we're working on. Our strength is everyone's strength. Our strength is the God light. Our light is the God light. We are all connected. Yes. Okay, there. I have done my preaching for today. A little bit longer than I intended, but I think something came over me. That was really cool. Ave Maria. Yes, another great song. You know, music does carry a vibration with it. It really does. I'm sure you all listen to things that are of higher vibration and not some of the rap songs that are nasty and all that stuff. And classical music can be great. Just listen to whatever makes you feel right, okay? I can tell you my favorites, but that doesn't mean it's going to be your favorite. So you'll find your own songs that you'll just think, oh, this is the most amazing thing ever. Right now I'm playing a Copland Symphony number 3, Erie Philharmonic rehearsal starting tomorrow, concert on Saturday. And when I started practicing, a little bit of a challenge. There are some moments in there that are really hard. And I love the piece, though. And there's a power in that piece. So when I'm practicing that, there's a light within that for me. And I'm listening to it, of course, to help me play it better so I know really how it goes. And so you just never know what's going to move you and take you to your own light. You have this. Okay, I have talked your ears off. So I should go to some callers. Self-Reiki works. Yes, energy work. Yeah. You know, when I was talking about feeling the light in here and stuff and bringing it up and everything like that, when you do that, there it goes again. That's so cool. When you do that, what will happen is you will start to feel your own energy and you'll be able to draw it out and make it stronger. So that's a lot like doing self-Reiki for those of you who haven't done that before. Okay, I'm sorry. I just keep talking. I can't help it. I'm so sorry. Okay, we are going to go to the person who has been waiting the longest. And rather than just going to the number that grabbed me. And it is 8947. Yes, how are you today?
Hi, Colleen. I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Is it Miranda by any chance?
Yes, you remember. That's so funny. Yes. Amazing.
Yeah, I just all of a sudden I was like, I think that's Miranda. So how are you?
Oh, that's so funny. I'm doing well, thank you. Yes, I also listen to your show. I think you're fabulous. And
Oh, thanks.
Your energy is amazing. And so you just sound a lot like me. Just like the things you say sometimes, and the winter and the cold you don't like, and you need the sun, and just a lot of similarities. But anyway, it'd be nice if we were closer. I'm sure we'd be good friends.
Oh yeah, I'm sure of it. Yeah, so how can I help you today?
Yeah, so I'm hoping maybe talk to my grandmother in spirit. I would just love some advice or like some input on what's going on with, like, what any prospects for my daughter in terms of a life partner. That would be fabulous to know.
Okay.
She wants to be in a relationship. She really does.
So many people do. You know, relationships are so interesting because really what needs to happen is we need to move into that space of trusting that as long as we're open to a relationship, that the universe is going to bring us the right one. And it's hard to do, especially if we've gone through difficult challenges, or if it's been a long time, you know, because I know I went through some periods years ago where I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to find anybody. This is ridiculous. You know, and then you start to put yourself down, all that stuff. So as long as she's open, it's going to happen. Now, I do have a woman on the other side who is coming in. Would you happen to have had a woman who would have had some kind of a lung issue? I'm getting pain in my chest. And I don't know if there's a heart issue on top of it, but my lungs, I want to say pneumonia, and I want to say something else about not getting enough air in there. Did you happen to have somebody like that that you can recognize? She is on the older side.
I don't think she had any lung issues, but I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. You're not really sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep going. Yeah, I'll keep going and see what we've got. I have to say I do like her. I am getting some, like I said, the pain in the chest. I am getting some breathing issues. They do tend to go together. She does seem older to me, so I'm talking about at least in their 70s. Somebody online is saying, oh, my God, that sounds like my grandma. So I'll just keep talking. You pay attention, too, just in case. And so what's happening with her? I have to say I like her. There's a lot of stereotypical grandmotherly energy about her. And by that, I mean I feel like she's a pretty good cook. And I am seeing one of those, like, house dress things that they used to wear. You know, with big flowers and stuff like that. So I am seeing a house dress there. I'm also getting the impression that she may have had some headaches, too, because I want to take to my bed all of a sudden. I want to take to my bed, and I'm getting some jaw problems, too. I'm wondering about teeth issues if I had some problems with the teeth. So I'll just keep talking, and we'll just figure this out as we go.
That
the way she's
her.
Coming
yeah.
through is a sweetie. Go ahead, sorry.
I said that could be her, yes.
That could be her? Okay. Yeah, the sound is not so hot tonight. So it's so interesting because I like her. She seems like she's a lot of fun, a sweetie pie. Very traditional. I do understand she's the one that ran the house, you know, in that kind of relationship thing. But there's a wisdom here that is very insightful. This is somebody who really understands how life works, has high standards, and expects other people to follow them. Would you happen to know if she would make a bread or something like this where she would put, what did they put on top? They put something on top of the bread to make it glisten. I don't know if it's like egg whites or something. Do you happen to know if she would have done that?
She would put a lot of butter on bread.
A lot of butter on bread? Because I want to put something on top of it to make it glisten. It looks like I'm looking at, what do I want to call this? It looks like almost like a braided bread. It would have been a special occasion bread. So I am seeing that. It's kind of braided. I don't do that stuff, so, like braided bread. I don't know anything about it. So that's, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. Okay, I'm back in tracking. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I'm going to backtrack for a minute because she's talking about the standards, how she expects people to do the things they're supposed to be doing. She's telling me she's very proud of you. Because of the things you have done, you know, you do have that positive energy. You do try to look for the good. You do try to do the right things. Did somebody actually really, I'm going to use this word, and it's a strong word, betray you? Did somebody, betray you, share a confidence with somebody that they shouldn't have, or lie to you? Deceive you, manipulate you. There's a feeling of betrayal here. Very interesting.
I'm not sure.
It doesn't go with you. It may go with somebody else.
Maybe.
Don't worry.
Sure.
If it goes to somebody else, they'll let me know. So don't worry. Because there is a feeling of that. Oh, my God. The person online is going, yep. Okay. We might be getting a dual message going
maybe
now. We might be having some stuff for you
yeah.
and some stuff for
maybe.
Her. That'll happen sometimes, and it's all good. You know, at Lilydale, when we do an outdoor service, we call it piggybacking. You know, I'll bring
yeah.
you know, somebody will bring in a message, and then four people will say, my God, that's for me. And, you know, and it may be for all of them. So we'll just keep going. But that feeling of betrayal, so Hoff, you just listen to this too. The feeling of betrayal with that comes a feeling of growth, learning, recognizing your own power, that kind of feeling. And there
yeah.
is this pride coming through for you as to who you are as a person, how you handle things, okay? And I know I'm talking
mm-hmm.
to you now, Miranda,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
how you handle things. And
mm-hmm.
she's very proud of you for that because she says you do put other people's needs first, you do try to help them, all of that stuff. She says sometimes,
mm-hmm.
though, you take on other people's worries as your own. Do you do that?
My family sometimes. But, you know, they
yeah,
are
the
my family.
Family
so like, yeah, just family.
Yeah.
I won't take on everyone else's, though, no.
Right, just
yeah,
the family.
Like,
and that would make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Does she have any insight into my daughter and any potential life partner coming her way?
Well, you know, when she talks about your daughter, she gives me the impression you've actually been quite helpful with your daughter, you know, encouraging, supporting, all of those things, making suggestions, trying not to give her too much, but trying to be encouraging. I have to say
yeah.
the feeling I'm getting is like your daughter's moving in the right direction. I feel like she's starting to really do the things she needs to do to get out there, to meet more people, you know, that kind of thing.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I'm feeling her being more busy, too, now. I feel like she's really starting to get in her own flow, doing the things she needs to be doing
right.
for herself.
Yeah.
And
that's
it feels
right.
to me also is that she's giving me the she's giving me the impression that there's she's going to get a little bit busier, and then someone's going to come in, and then it's going to be kind of like, oh, now I have to cut something out of my life a little bit, you know, like she's a little too busy. Now, this is a prediction. Predictions we're not supposed to be really doing in Lilydale
yeah.
stuff, but so I always give a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
I will say anything that comes into my head because I don't want to stop my flow. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, she obviously is the one creating it, so she'll do what she needs to do. So I get a very strong vibration on this. Your daughter doesn't have children yet, correct?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, because I'm feeling kids down the line here, okay? But I didn't feel any now, and I wasn't getting that impression
right.
now. So I am feeling down the line, okay? And I'm seeing two, so, you know, of course, I have no control over that. you know, she can do what she wants. but anyway, so I am seeing that too. So I get a lot of love from this person on the other side. There's a lot of love here and wanting to just keep basically just encouraging and say, keep going. You're doing fine. You know what you're doing. It's great. You know, Okay. She says you have very high standards yourself. You know, you want
yes,
things to be the right way. You want things to be as they're supposed to be and people around you to be responsible and all that. And she likes that because that's the way she is. So she's all good with that. Well, Miranda, I suppose I should let you go, but it was so nice talking to you.
Same here. Always enjoy talking to you, Colleen. Thank you very much. I
You're welcome.
It.
You have a good day.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye. Yeah, it's so funny because Miranda was on hold since before I got on the phone, I'm pretty sure. So I thought I should definitely talk to her today. So it is so interesting. Sometimes we get a spirit come in from the other side and then it makes sense for somebody who's watching. And, you know, every now and then I will do a random reading for somebody who will be watching or is watching now. And there is a man out there in the spirit land. I'm just going to do a real quick random one right now. There's a man in the spirit world. He wants to talk to somebody here. The man in the spirit world is in middle age area, 40, 50. Feels more 50 to me. In the 50s area. Okay, so he passes on the younger side. There's a lot of stuff happening in the chest area. And, again, I'm getting similar things I felt with the last person with the breathing and stuff. And I'm getting this. I get like an impact. So something happens. I don't know if I have like a massive heart attack or if there literally is an impact. There's a connection in his family to twins somewhere, twins somewhere out there. Okay, and he wants to talk to a female here in the physical, and he wants to say, oh, how sweet. He wants to say he's very proud of this person here, very proud, because he didn't get to tell her everything he would have told her. I'm wondering if it might be his daughter or some connection like that, you know, because the way he's coming in, it's a very fatherly kind of feel here. And just saying he's very proud of her. I get the impression that this female here in the physical has achieved something important, college graduation, maybe a good job, that kind of thing that goes together, and it would be good. My dad, my brother and sister are twins. I'm on hold. He died at 52. We did not say goodbye. Leanne, what's the last four numbers of your telephone number? Becca, I have twins in my family. Michael dead. Oh, no. I just graduated. Leanne. I think it's you, Leanne. What's the last four numbers of your telephone number, and I can find you. Okay, I'm finding you. I'm finding you. There you are. I found you. Okay. Leanne, is that you?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Yay! Okay, now that's a...
Oops, sorry. My kid's crying in the back.
No worry. That's definitely a different way for me to connect with somebody doing it that way. That was kind of cool. Okay.
I actually literally just said, oh, Dad, please have her come through. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Isn't that craziness? I tell you, Spirit is amazing. Spirit is amazing. And did he pass then when you were on the younger side?
Yeah, I was 27.
Okay.
But he got sick when I was a teen.
Okay. Because it just feels like such an impact to me. Did he have a lot of stuff happening in his chest going on?
Yeah, he died of a heart attack unexpectedly, but he was really sick for quite a while. But he had been doing well, and he just unexpectedly passed in the middle of the night.
Okay.
But
okay.
He had a defibrillator and a pacemaker.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Because I was thinking of one of those things, you know, you see them on TV where they do that chest thing, you know, chuck them kind of thing. I was wondering about that. Okay, now.
Actually, after he passed, we found out that his defibrillator had failed.
Oh, really? Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately. Oh, okay. I understand what he's doing then. But you know, it's kind of cool because I have to say, I really like him. I do. I'm excited when I get to meet a spirit I really like. Because he's, you know, he's even with the illness and all that stuff, he's very positive. You know, he tries to make the best of everything. And he always tries
absolutely.
To. Yeah, you know, and he always tries to, he's more concerned about everybody else than he is himself. You know, he's one of those
mm-hmm.
people that, you know, everybody should have. And you just graduated from college then, fairly recently?
I did, this May.
Okay, no wonder, because I kept feeling that, you know, college, graduating, that kind of thing. And he's so proud of you. Oh, my God, he's so proud of you. I'm, like, actually starting to feel tearing from him. Because he says...
Tell him he knows says, I said thank you.
Yeah, he says it wasn't easy, you know, for you to do that, to go to college and get it, go through it all and all that stuff, but you kept going.
Oh, no,
and
because I have custody of my two special needs nieces, and
oh,
it was so hard.
Really?
So hard.
Oh, my God, I bet it was. Yeah, don't worry. Everybody just don't worry. I never stop on time anymore. I'm just going to keep going. And the way he comes through, it's such the feeling of wanting to acknowledge your persistence. He keeps saying, I know you had it in you. I knew you had it in you. I knew you had it in you. And it's so wonderful to feel that. And he gives me the impression as well, too, that, wow, you went quite a bit of time with not very much sleep.
Average 2 hours a night.
Because I want to be, he's saying, no, you just kept going. You didn't get much sleep. I want to stay up late. I feel like I'm studying late and I'm trying to get everything done. And then I'm falling asleep. And did you really fall asleep on top of a table one time, like a desk or something?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, my God. Because all of a sudden I see you, you know, slouched over. But you're not getting any sleep. That's why. But he shows me that. And, you know, He gives me this smile and kind of this shake of the head. There's a shake of the head here, just kind of going, that's my girl. That's my girl. And the way
he would say that.
It, Yeah, he would say that. And the way he said that, it's so, oh my God. It just makes me want to hug you. Well, I would. If you were right here, I would hug you. I would be like, this is, he's giving me this hug. Because he's so proud that you were so disciplined, so dedicated that you did that. And it was a couple reasons you did it. One is you needed to do it for you. But also you wanted to do it for your kids. And you wanted to do it to create a better life. And he's just, my God, the smile here is amazing. It's just amazing that I'm getting with him. He talks about, I thought he was going to talk about his passing, and he says, no, I don't want to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that. I'm like, okay, then we won't talk about that.
He knows it still hits me hard.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, too, the way he is, he is the way he is. He's more concerned about who you are and how you're doing now than the past. He knows, he knows how hard it was and all of that stuff, and there's no need to just keep bringing it up. He's so happy that you have followed your dream. That's what it is. He's so happy you followed your dream. And
I did.
Going.
I'm so glad that he's saying that.
And he's so proud of you. I can't say it enough times. He's so proud of you. And
I hope he knows that I ended up where he wanted to be.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, I know he knows. He definitely knows. Now, have you gotten a new job yet or anything like this?
Nope. I'm actually in the process of creating my own podcast for my own creative writing. Encourage other people and stuff, because I'm not big on getting stuck in a corporate world. I'm a lot like him.
Yeah. You gotta make your own path.
Exactly. You know, like he said, following my own dreams, and that was part of going to college and just proving to everybody that I can do that.
Yeah. And perfect, because proving it to everybody helps you prove to yourself.
Exactly. And actually, I had been on hold before, and when you had sent the message before about someone had said to sing, and I had felt that that was from him as well. He was a musician, and, you know, he was always encouraging me, just sing it out, sing it out, sing it out.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, with musicians, you know, speaking as a musician, we're always, it always goes with our lives, you know, how we are. And, you know, that phrase, march to the beat of your own drummer, that kind of thing.
Right.
And that's a very strong, and because I do know he is creative, I do know he does his own thing as well, you know.
Exactly.
And you, if you were to be in a business setting, corporate setting, that wouldn't be really good for you. You would... suppress you. It would suppress you, you know, it wouldn't feel like
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
it would depress me, absolutely.
It would, you know, and yeah. I do get the feeling, and I've got two things coming through, so I'm just going to mention them. One, he's like, making sure I say everything to you that he needs to say. One is I've got some freelance stuff happening. Okay. So there's some freelance stuff, and I'm also feeling a part-time job coming in, but it feels to me like it's I don't even know how to put it. It's maybe more like a freelance part-time thing, because I feel like you're doing a specific project, because it doesn't feel like it's a job you'd have forever. So it seems like there's a specific project that you would be working on, and something you're interested in. So if something does pop up, just keep your eye open, you know, just be open to it in case something does, because it's not that you have to be someplace else to do it. So I guess it would still be freelance, wouldn't it? So it's something like this. So there's something about a project helping somebody with something and whatever. So there is something.
Does it have to do with my stepfather, I wonder?
And
my stepfather's asking me to, what's that?
Do some work? Oh, okay.
My stepfather's asking me to help him out with some work, even though I moved so far away.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't feel you going. I feel like you're still home, but you can do it. And you have the time to do
it.
So that's okay.
Okay.
So it's all good. Yeah. Okay. I know. Uh-huh. Your mom's still here, yes?
Yes.
In the physical? Okay. Yeah,
yes.
Use like real words, not just medium words. you know, because he wants to.
Yeah, she's here in the physical.
Her.
I just moved.
Okay.
1,500 miles from her.
Okay, so he does want to acknowledge her. Okay, too. He just wants to make sure you say hi to her. There's a lot of love here, of course, for everybody.
Oh,
so much
he would. Okay.
You know, he just
all
letting
right.
everybody know that he's around and he's still watching over you. I mean, he is still watching over you. And he's so proud of you and congratulations. Congratulations. And somebody toasted you. Who toasted you?
What's that?
Robin.
Who toasted you?
I'm sorry,
you?
What?
I held up a glass. Who toasted you? Somebody holding up a glass and saying, congratulations. Did you do it or did somebody else do it?
I toasted my sister at her wedding.
Okay, because I want to toast. Okay, maybe he's leading me down that path. Okay, I won't keep going because we'll be here all night. But there is
go ahead. Somebody did toast me. Oh, when I was in Scotland, I was toasted for my birthday.
Because there's a toast. I want to toast you. Okay. And then there may be also a double meaning with the toasting of your sister, too. So, you know, he's probably wanting to make sure we acknowledge her as well. So that's all good. Do you have a brother, too?
I do.
You have a brother? Okay.
I do,
yeah. There's another field of action. Okay. So I guess he wants to get everybody in here. I don't know if I've left anybody out yet, but there you go. There you go.
And his wife, my stepmother, but...
Okay, so there's a whole bunch, right?
All right.
That he wants to say hi to. Okay, well, I suppose I should let
you so much for coming through.
I'm so happy that
sorry?
Worked that way. That was awesome. That was just awesome. I'm so glad it worked.
Thank you very much. It was so nice talking to you.
It's so nice talking to you. You have a good night.
You as well. Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye-bye. Well, here we go, everybody. See, look at that was a new way to do a reading, wasn't it? Just do it that way and somebody claims it and then I find them. Yep, and still, I didn't get to as many callers as I was hoping to get to tonight, but the energy just kind of took me over there and I had to just keep going with what it is. It is very interesting. Oh, next week I will not be here because I'm traveling. I'll post it on my page, so you'll see. So, for those of you who are still sticking with me till the very end here, this is Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden. You can follow me on Facebook, Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. You can go to my website, ColleenVanDerZijden.com. If you have not yet signed up for my mailing list, if you sign up for that, I have a free download now that is new called The 3 Keys to Happiness. And there is a paragraph at the end on dealing with grief as well that I had to put in there. Let's see. Leanne just says, I forgot what it means. I just got proposed to. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. How wonderful is that? That's the one I was just talking to you, too, in case people don't know who she is. Earlier today, you got proposed to today? Today, somebody asked you to marry them today? Yeah, I forgot. Tell me if that's true. Wait, I can't hang up yet till I find out the answer. So anyway, what else? So you can... Oh, my God. I have the best life. I get to meet the most awesome people, let me tell you. So I totally am out of my head right now just by seeing what Leanne wrote there. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Follow me on Facebook. Go to my website. You can sign up for mailing list and get the free download of the Keys to Happiness. And I do want to thank you all for watching. Oh, my God. Leanne got proposed to today. Oh, my God. Leanne. How awesome is that? That is so awesome. Okay. I suppose I should end the blog talk episode here. I'm sorry, people who are still on hold. I'll try to hit you next time. Bye. So